The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they may also be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. If you like rules, raise your hand. If you don't like rules, raise your hand. Okay, now what's the problem of not having rules? If you're playing a game and there is no rules, then everybody could be doing whatever they want to do and cheating, and then there's no fun. Very good. Everything will be chaotic, right? If there's no rules, how are you going to do anything? Very good. Rules keep us safe, right? If no rules, then we get hurt. Anyone have a different answer? There's no mic, so speak up. Exactly. One example is driving rules. If there's no driving rules, people don't stop at the red light or stop sign, then people will get hurt. So if you know what's the disadvantage of not having rules, why do you like not having rules? For some time? What?
Because
okay, but if you know sometimes you get hurt without rules, yet when I ask you if you don't like rules, most of you raise your hands. So you want to get hurt? So what's the problem with having rules?
The problem with having rules is sometimes if you have too many rules, then the game's sometimes if you have too many rules, then it's not like as fun to do. Not many people.
Right.
Because
sometimes if you have so much rules, then it won't be fun to do whatever you're doing, whether you're playing games or doing something else.
I kind of have an answer for both of them.
Okay.
So the problem with having rules is madness, and the problem with not having rules is madness. And the problem with having rules is madness is fun.
Okay. The problem of not having rules is madness, but the problem with having rules is madness is not fun. So we know that having rules is best for us, but really because we're selfish, we'd rather not have rules and do whatever we want to. We think we're more free to do whatever we want to, right? So that's why we have to find a balance, right? Because then, like you said, with no rules, people get hurt, it's not fun, people are gonna start fighting and arguing and nothing gets done. Because everybody doing their own thing. But then if we have rules that keeps us safe, that help us to be one, as Jesus prayed for us in this prayer today that we heard, and those words or this prayer, Jesus said it before he was betrayed by Judas, his disciple. So the last prayer Jesus prays for us is we have to be one, to remain one. Because if we're divided, division leads to anger, to fighting, to people getting hurt. So Jesus prays that we, all of his followers, remain one, just like the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are one. But to do this, to be one, we have to have rules, or else how can we be united? And the rules that Jesus gives us tells us that's the truth. Because also, every person can make their own rules. And a teacher in the classroom, who makes the rules? The teacher. Now, if your teacher told you, I want five people to make the rules, probably those five would not agree on what kind of rules they want, right? So you have to have one person in charge of setting the rules, telling everyone what's the rules. Okay.
We wrote those rules down. The teachers wrote those rules
right. down. Right. Right. So in some classrooms, I think the upper, older kids, that class comes up with the rules that everybody agrees on. And then the teacher approves it, and that will be the rules for the whole class. But still, sometimes people break those rules, right? Although they came up with it. But Jesus, for in our faith, Jesus is the one who sets the rules, because Jesus, as God, he wants what's best for us. He's not benefiting from the rules. It doesn't do anything to Jesus, but he wants us to be safe so we can get to heaven. And that's why Jesus also prays to God the Father, asking him to protect us from evil. Because evil is chaos. Evil, everybody doing whatever they want to, nobody cares about anyone else. It might seem fun in the beginning, but after a while, it's not fun because people start getting hurt. So Jesus praying for us to be one, but to be one, we have to have rules, and he's the one who gives us those rules through the Holy Spirit. And that's why when Sunday we celebrate the Spirit is known mostly as the Spirit of Truth. Jesus sends us the Spirit so we all know what are the good rules for us to follow so we can stay safe and one day get to heaven.